from the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce feature. We say good morning to Rodney Juan, also Ken Hartman joining me in the studio. Morning, Rodney.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
All right.
Doing good, man. I appreciate the phone call this morning.
Sure. How are you guys been? Doing all right?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty good.
Yeah. Pretty good weekend.
So
good.
So how are we doing? It looks like if you go by stats, looks like we're doing better. But are we doing better?
I think what we've got right now is we're still kind of waiting to see how the weekend is going to affect our numbers, and we're still a week or so before you see all those results. But as you say, right now we are steady. We're not seeing big numbers for a number of new cases. Our positivity rate, which is kind of critical for, you know, not only the schools but also the long-term care facilities here in the county, has been bouncing around up and down above and below the 5%, which is kind of critical breakpoint. So, but I think right now we're holding steady. We're going to continue to see some new cases. What public health and the rest of us are looking for is whether we're going to see a spike from the Labor Day situation, but we won't know for probably another 2 or 3 days.
So I was just going to ask that. You have not gotten your Labor Day stats as of yet.
Yeah, what we see typically is about a week and a half or two is when you'll start to see if there's going to be that increase. It takes about that long. We are seeing the test numbers go back up, so while they fell off a little bit right before the holiday weekend, they are back up to normal numbers now, which is good. At least folks are getting tested if they've been out and you know, maybe have been exposed to somebody. So we are seeing that. So, but right now we're holding steady. We hope that positivity rate continues to go down a little bit. When we're at 5% or above, then your local long-term care facilities have to test weekly instead of monthly. That's a huge difference. And certainly it means the risk is higher. So we're hoping that will go down below and will be better for everyone here in the community. So
the numbers I saw yesterday were like 4.2 and 4.1. Is that about? I mean, I know where you'd like to have it. It's called zero, but we're not going to get there for a while. But,
right.
But the 4% of the 4% okay for right now, considering where we've been.
Four is where the state dashboard shows us. Unfortunately, the long-term care facilities go by the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare's that number, and those two numbers are a little different right now. If you've been watching the dashboard, it's about a 6-7 day delay in getting those numbers posted, and CMS saw a spike, which we were right before the weekend, we were at about a 5.
Yeah.
It finally, and therefore CMS's numbers are a little ahead or a little more to the actual number. There's a little delay in State Department of Health. So from our perspective as a community, yes, 4 is good. We'd like to see it go lower. Obviously, it's not realistic to say, you know, it's going to be 0, as you say, right now. But something below 5 makes it better for the schools, and it certainly makes it better for our long-term care facilities and staff. Reconciling those numbers between one state or one federal entity and another are sometimes difficult to do. Because of real-time numbering and real-time figuring. So, but we are working on that with the State Department of Health, try to get that straightened out so that at least when the long-term care facilities are looking at one number, that it's similar to the one they're being regulated by. So,
is there any one concern or concerns out there that you are seeing that you maybe didn't expect right now?
Well, the only thing that I can put a finger on and see is again, we're still seeing a lot of folks that are, you know, out and about and trying to do normal daily activities and not wearing a mask. So that's going to continue to concern us as far as the potential to spread here in the community. I think the schools have got a pretty good flow going. So while we were all not sure how that was going to go and saw some surprising numbers at first, I think we've all kind of gotten settled into how to deal with this Doesn't mean we're not going to still see a few spikes from time to time, but they're doing an excellent job. So we just all still need to be diligent and vigilant in our own health and what we're doing when we're out and about, being careful about the social pods that we stay within. As the old commercials and the information coming on the television are saying, you can't just assume a friend of yours is not somebody who's going to have COVID because you don't know what their habits and their activities have been. And so that's, I think, the message we're trying to send to a lot of folks right now is be careful about the groups that you're keeping company with there in the meantime.
Is there any concern for the wildland fires out west, that stuff moving east? Is there any concern for that, and what will be the symptoms if it starts to become an issue?
Well, certainly that's a huge air quality situation right now. It's eventually going to have some effect, I would say, on Indiana right now. I was watching the news this morning, and they said there's no wind moving eastwardly, but in about a week or so, 2 to 3 days to a week, it will start doing so due to the weather patterns. And, yeah, we're going to see, you know, anything from, you know, probably some worse days for folks who have asthma and who have breathing problems. We're going to probably see, you know, a little bit of that, you know, sky-type situation where we might see some unusual effects with the weather.
Okay.
As well, like they were seeing. So, yeah, right. I think we're going to see it.
Okay. Anything else we need to bring up that you want to talk about we haven't, or just...
Flu shots. Continue to ask folks to consider taking flu shots this year, even if they haven't before. I know that's not Ken's favorite or Kevin's favorite, but
my doctor and I are having a conversation about that this afternoon. He may not know it yet, but we're going to have one.
Sure. And again, we want to make sure folks are thinking about that because it's going to protect their health better. Last thing I would want to see is a large number of folks having both COVID and the flu at the same time. I think that's an increased chance that they're going to have an adverse outcome. So
okay.
We want people thinking about that too.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Okay. Hey, gentlemen, thank you and have a great day.
Thanks, Rodney. Right. Take care. Appreciate it. Talk to you later.
Thank you very much. Rodney Wan, appreciate his time. As always, on the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 vision.